WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. Hello, my name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand, sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for your better, your business or career for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and it's your show. We want to hear from you. So if you're starting a new business, you have a business, and your sales are flat, this is the place to call because we give free advice. And give us a call at 914-636-0110. Or maybe it's about your personal brand in terms of a career or what you should do because you've been furloughed. Well, give us a call here on WVOX Brand Talk at 914-636-0110. And you can also email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And once again, that phone number, because we always love to hear from listeners, 914-636-0110. Goats for the old goat. No, folks, I have not gone crazy. That is the name of a website that a friend of mine, Ellen Ratner, started just most recently. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. But before I tell you about goats for the old goat, just wanted to say that this past Sunday, I attended a movie called A Force of Nature about an extraordinary friend, person, colleague, and brand. And what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about personal brands and the difference between a personal brand and a personality brand. But I can't think of a better example of both a personal brand and a personality brand than a dear friend of mine, Ellen Ratner, who I worked with regularly on Fox News Strategy Room, and now it's called Fox News Live. And this past Sunday, I was at the premiere of this movie, and her brother, a developer, Bruce Ratner, decided to do this film for his sister, for her 60th birthday party, to celebrate a 60th year on the on planet Earth. And I'm not outing her. She's very, very open about how old she is, and she takes a makes even fun of it by this website that she started that I'm going to get to in just a second. But a little bit about the film. And by the way, she didn't really want to have this film done about her. She's that kind of a person. And the only reason that she did this was that it would be a great fundraising vehicle for her. So anyway, I decided to attend with a good friend of mine that I've known since grammar school. And he's a listener, and I said, I think this is going to be a great event, and we should go. And the film was a personal look at this wonderful brand and friend, Ellen Ratner, and the work that she was doing in the Sudan. And, you know, I really didn't know too much about the Sudan, and what this film did, thanks to Bruce, her brother, and Ellen, by going there and getting her brother to go to the Sudan. She works with the people that are there that are, you know, there's a civil war going on there, and it's not the best place on the planet to be, but she goes and risks a life and brings friends, and they help the people. And the way they help the people is with goats. And so she came up with the goats for the old goat. She said to me, "You have to help me brand this, Tantillo. You have to help me brand this." And I said, "Of course I'll help you, without a doubt." Even though she's not a sponsor yet, this is I have not engaged her. So I just want to be upfront about that. She's just such a wonderful person, and she's doing such wonderful things. I just wanted to get this out and tell you a little bit about it. And also there'll be some takeaways, because the whole theme of today's show is about personal brands and how one can become a personality brand if one wishes to do so. So you might be asking, why goats? Well, it seems that goat milk can be fed to children without having to pasteurize the milk. And then, so it's a very, very, very practical animal, and it doesn't need a lot of food to graze on, and doesn't need green grass. So it's a very, very great way of helping the people, and it's her way of doing whatever she can. So, and a little bit about her personally is that, she was always very kind to me. And I remember when my aunt passed away, she couldn't make it to Ridgewood, Queens, where my beloved aunt Anna was laid out, as we say in the Catholic tradition. She sent over a box of chocolates to convey her sympathy when she couldn't make it. And then I had a student, my student Patrick O'Kelly, who wanted to go to the White House, and this former student wanted to go to the White House something badly, and she was able to get me passes. And I told her it was for a student, and she was able to deliver. That's the kind of person that she is. She's just somebody who's very caring, I can't say enough about her. I just keep going on. And in this film, you see, now you have to understand that Ellen is to the left of Karl Marx. I mean, you know, she's very, very left. She and anybody that doesn't agree with her, and I used to, be her foil. Not that I am a righty as much as I'm more of a centrist when it comes to politics that we're not supposed to really talk about here, and we're not going to talk about here. But I just want to give you a feel of the person, that she is so well loved that Haley Barbour was in the film telling everyone how much he loves Ellen, and Pawlenty, the Republican who was running for president, had only wonderful things to say. So that gives you a little bit of what kind of a brand she is. All right, and so that's something that we can take away. And in addition, it's I wrote why Ellen means so much to people, and what we can learn from Ellen. And first is that she's real, authentic, and authentic. And I always believe that in a brand, you have to be real and authentic. Essential. If you're going to be something that you're not, forget about it. As my father used to say, it's just not worth it. So, when you're coming up, we all make these mistakes, and you know, where you experiment on just who you are, And, you know, if you would like to share who you are or some of these things about how you've gone through the authenticity litmus test, why don't you give us a call on Brand Talk? My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and you can call us at 914-636-0110. And we'd love to hear you on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. So not only is she real, she cares. Yeah, she cares about people. And as evidenced by the fact that she goes and with her own money to the Sudan and worries about these people. And you see in the film that she brought over a blind young man so that he could have an eye operation. It doesn't get, I guess she's the Jewish Mother Teresa. I guess that's, she's just somebody I really, really respect and admire. Anyway, and she would be very angry at me if I kept saying all these wonders, but she'd be rolling her eyes and say, Tantillo, you're just too much. But anyway, but not only is she likable, she's a hard worker. And she knows herself and doesn't deviate from it. Well, that compliments the first part of what I said. And she listens to others. And this is what we have to do if we're running a business or if we're going to be a career person or we have a career that needs some energy to it. So it's so very, very important for you to be yourself. And second, to care about the product that you have and realize what it is that your product has and in fact not change it because other people want you to change it. And you have to be likable and you have to be also hardworking. And it's not about what you think your customers want. It's what your clients want. And I want to also underscore the importance of not deviating from your brand. And an example of that, you say, what do you mean, John? And I mean that if you have a cleaning services business targeted at businesses and you want to try the home market, you might not want to enter this market because your equipment is not compatible or you might not have the personality. People who are at home might need a little bit more hand-holding. So you have to remember what your brand is, and that's what we like to always talk about here on Brand Talk on WVOX. And the one thing that I would like to conclude is that I'm just so very happy to know Ellen Ratner and look forward to working with her at Fox and making everyone know and visit at least once time, maybe many times, this goats for the old goat and see if you agree with me that she's really a grand brand. So we're looking forward to your calls at 914-636-0110. I have a little sidebar here that I like to just talk a little bit about for those of you that are starting a new business or have a new business. And I'm specifically talking about the retail end of things. You know, my grandfather and my granduncles, my grandfather ran a fruit and vegetable business in Ridgewood, Queens on Forest and 69th Avenue. And I remember my father and aunt, my aunt was my father's sister, how hard they worked. They were open 7 days a week, and Sunday was the only day of the week that they could have a meal together, and they closed the store at 3 o'clock in the afternoon instead of being open till 9. I used to believe it. I think they were open from 6 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sunday was the off day. And and I bring this up for those of you that are thinking about starting a retail business, whether or not it's a bakery because you feel that you got the best fudge or cookies in the world and nobody can make it. Well, it's a little bit different today than when Grandpa Tantillo was doing the fruit and vegetables. It was almost like build it and they will come. And today it's not like that. You actually have to have a marketing plan. And you have to have a business plan. And probably the first thing you have to think about, because there is so much competition, is how are you going to get customers in the door? And that location is simply not enough. And I just think I go back to my my friends Joe and John in Ridgewood with the free pizza. You got to think out of the box, and boy, they knew what to do. And it's today it's all about knowing those marketing principles and doing that. And I think that if you're thinking about going into business for yourself, at least on the any kind of business, but as my friend Charlie likes to say, the great thing about being having your own business is you can work any 18 hours a day that you want. You have that freedom. And why don't you give us a call and let me know if you agree with what I'm saying, if you have your own business out there or thinking about a new business at 914-636-0110. This is Brand Talk. This is Dr. John Tantillo. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And today we have a new Did You Know That? We're looking forward to your calls. We have a winner and loser spot. I have a number of topics I just want to talk about. But before I do that, I would like to go and hear from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership.
Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call. 516-746-4141 or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We're back. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. So glad you are listening here. Love to hear from you at 914-636-0110 or give us an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. I'm going to get to the winner and loser this week. And which should get us all to thinking and maybe even provoke a few calls. But before I do that, I have some things that have crossed my desk in this whole vein of the personal brands. Justin Bieber. Is one brand that I think has really carried himself like a real pro. This kid is like 17 years old, and maybe he's 18 now. And I will not comment on his musical talents, but surely as a personality brand, he really, my hat goes off to him. And also, I'd like to say another something about Joe Frazier and his passing and my experience with him in 2000 when I was a man about town and I used to go to all the clubs in New York City, and there was this club. What a great club. The clubs in New York City, I know that it's just not the way it used to be, but I was at the name of the club was Spa. I think it was on West 3rd Street between 3rd and 4th Avenue, what was it, 4th and Broadway. Great club. And I had just come out of the club. It was around 2 or 3 in the morning. And I, you know, that's when I was young and I could do all-nighters and then get up in the morning and meet clients. Don't ask me how I did that, but I did that. And I'm embarrassed to say that I did it. But anyway, I had come out of the club, and I see this guy, and he's in a white overcoat with a white hat. I mean, I thought he was me, you know what I'm saying? Because when I would go to a club, I would kind of dress up, but not quite as like that. But to make a long story short, his handlers wanted me to meet Joe Frazier. And, you know, it was like late at night. I really didn't want to. You know, I said, all right, I'll go over there. And I said, great meeting you, champ. And we had this wonderful little conversation, Joe Frazier and I. And today I just thought, the other day when I heard of his passing, he was 7 years older than I am. What a great brand he is and was. It just moved me. And I thought I would just share that story. And it's this is Brand Talk on WVOX, 914-636-0110. Okay, the winner and loser of the week. Each week, folks, I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in the basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. And so without any further ado, let's talk about our winner, and the winner is J&J or Johnson & Johnson. Sometimes you can do everything right and still become the target of bad press. And this is basically what happened to Johnson & Johnson regarding last week's baby shampoo debacle. It seems that the media loves nothing less than finding a story which is counterintuitive. You know, vitamins are bad for you, seatbelts are hazardous for your health, and baby shampoo is bad for infants or bad for babies. That's why when a health advocacy group decided to focus their attention on the fact that J&J's famous baby shampoo contained small traces of quantinium 15, which is called a formaldehyde releaser, this becomes a big story. Fact is that these formaldehyde releases are almost in every cosmetic product out there and has been out there for decades. And there are no regulations against their use, and even though some of them might be carcinogenic in certain quantities. So the bottom line here is that J&J faced a problem. On the one hand, the objective truth that their baby shampoo and their manufacturing techniques are probably as baby safe as you're going to get. After all, formaldehyde isn't only present in many cosmetics. It's in the air that we breathe. But on the other hand, unfortunately, the message of the health advocates is a very simple one. No formaldehyde in your baby products. That message resonates, and it immediately contradicts the image of J&J's shampoo as a baby-safe product. Well, J&J's message in defense of its practices is too complex, unfortunately, for the marketplace. For better or for worse, in consumers' branding, you have a limited space to get your message across. And so what J&J decided to do is, you know, the company realized that it was better to simply accede to the health advocates' demands and announce that they were eliminating the ingredient. And so that's the end of the story. The prolonged debate could have damaged their brand if it was short-lived. And this is a great example sometimes, folks, that if you have a brand, what you want to do is do no harm. And I think, Johnson & Johnson, as far as I'm concerned, no matter what you say, you might think I'm being cynical, but I think that they are in fact doing the right thing by responding to what the marketplace, or at least the advocates, were going to say if they had continued to use a product that was perceived. And you know, in psychology, we always used to say perception is reality, and which of all the gestalt psychologists of the time talked about. And so what you got to do is you have to be very, 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 very mindful of that. And so if you have any feelings about what Johnson & Johnson did, we'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. And you're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And now comes the loser. And maybe we'll get some comments on this. And the loser for me is fracking. That's F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. And if you don't know what fracking is, it's the process of releasing natural gas trapped in coal. And it really hasn't gotten much news, except generally in a negative way. And it's a shame, they're a loser, and here's why. According to Daniel Yergin, a well-regarded expert on all things energy, on energy history, fracking is the energy game changer that we've been waiting for in the United States and the world. And in the last years, the promotion of natural gas has produced by this process has risen from 1% to 30%. And even David Brooks at the New York Times says that fracking is almost a near miraculous since the economics of fracking will lower electricity costs dramatically and energy for the next 100 years. And so it's just quite amazing that that is not being presented the correct way. And after the break, we're going to finish up our discussion of why I feel it's a loser. But now, our break.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lissera. The Dow taking a dive, reacting to Italy's financial woes, now off 374. Reaction coming into word that iconic Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will step down at the end of the year.
The board has a duty to the students, to the alumni, and to the citizens of Pennsylvania. And to the future students.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, who will meet with the school's trustees after it was revealed that one of Paterno's former assistant coaches is facing child sex charges. A plan to trim Christmas trees with an extra fee put off.
The White House says it's delaying what critics have been calling the Christmas tree tax, a 15-cent charge on most real Christmas trees sold in America. The money was to go to help the fresh tree industry promote its product.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz.
The fee is supported by the professional group that represents tree growers, and they say it was not expected to have an impact on the final price of a tree.
Fox News. We report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see plenty of sunshine. Highs will climb into the middle 60s. Partly cloudy at night. Chance of a shower. Patchy fog, lows into the lower 50s. And Thursday's weather overcast. Showers and drizzle throughout the day. Highs will climb into the middle 60s. Mostly sunny, windy, cooler, middle 50s on Friday. Weekend weather looks sunny and dry. Both Saturday and Sunday in the 50s. Steve Larry Jr., 45 WVUX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
64 degrees and sunny.
This just in, due to global warming.
The Weather Bureau has announced that autumn has been postponed till January.
Keep it here for more autumn updates at VOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back. This is Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. You're listening to WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. We'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or you can email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. So we're in the middle of talking about our loser of the week, and it's fracking. And I was referring to an article written by David Brooks of the New York Times, where he was talking about this fracking is basically solving the United States energy problems for the next 100 years. His point is that Americans and in the world in general would be singing the praises if it was in any other time in our history, in man's history. Headlines would be written proclaiming this new energy era. Almost everyone would be united in supporting the new technology. That, of course, isn't happening, and that's why fracking is the brand loser of the week. Talk about, folks not really appreciating marketing. I think that that's so very, very interesting that those who are most critical of marketing are using, perhaps maybe using the secret of marketing branding to actually outbeat the competition. But anyway, it's a little like the J&J story. The science of fracking and its benefits are fighting against the tide of negative public opinion. And basically, the extreme environmentalists have taken the wind out of the fracking sails, and that's why I, in fact, think it is a loser. And we have a caller on the line, and we like to hear from them. So let's take the caller. What's your name? And, what's your brand? Where are you from? Yes. Hello.
We like to hear.
Hello. Sure. We have a little bit of technical difficulties that are beyond our control. What I was going to say is that if you like to read this article, you can go to the marketingdoctor.tv website and go to the blog section, and you'll be able to read all of my posts. Okay, and we're back with the caller. Excuse me, caller. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Bob from Yonkers. Dr. John, how you doing
today?
Hey,
Bob from Yonkers. How you doing, kiddo?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
You know, I'm curious about, you know, what you're talking about, fracking.
Yes.
Do you believe that we should use fracking when it may endanger the water supply of
New York City? My point, that's an excellent question. That's an excellent issue that you're bringing up. And my point is that we would have to be careful of that, but I think the jury is still out about that. But yes, you have to, most definitely you have to worry about that. But what I'm saying is that the environmentalists are using the marketing as marketing their caution more effectively than the people on the fracking side. It's almost like the people on the fracking side are basically saying, build it and they will come. How could you not, in fact, embrace this great energy source? And as a result, they're losing the war. But go ahead. I'm open to listening to the negatives on this. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, the negative on it is that if you look at where it's been done in Pennsylvania,
yes,
there has been drinking water supplies that have been not only jeopardized but contaminated.
Yes,
so there's not a. It's not like we're, ringing the bell for something that hasn't happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And the fracking in New York State would be right in the watershed where we get our drinking water.
Well,
so,
yeah, and I think that those concerns, hey, Bob, I agree with you. I just don't think what we got to do here is disregard, and I'm not a do a number on our environment. I'm not that kind of guy at all. I really believe in keeping the waters fresh and making sure that you do things responsibly. All I'm saying is it's not, I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. It's not necessarily all wrong, and I think we should be cautious, but I think we should take a second look at it as opposed to people doing any cancers and rolling their eyes when they hear it. That's all I'm saying, Bob.
Yeah, well, Well, we just need some more information.
Absolutely.
From the industry, I would imagine. Industry has been reluctant to say what chemicals they have to pump into the ground. And, you know, until you have a complete sheet on what's going into the ground, you wouldn't be able to make a decision. So it's interesting that the New York State DEC is holding back on their decision.
Right.
Until they do a further study of it.
Well, I think that they should do that. And all I'm saying is that we should be cautious, but yet we should also see that there are great benefits from using this. That's all.
Now, natural gas is an interesting energy source. It's
yes.
not the answer, but it's definitely, maybe part of the answer.
Yes. So what
do you think about solar and wind?
Well, as far as the research that I've done on it, it just doesn't seem to be a cost-effective alternative. It just is, the problem with wind, I think you must be aware of this, is that people complain that it's too noisy. I mean, it sounds good in theory, but I think in practice it's just not a viable way to go. But maybe in the next few years, if they develop something that takes care of some of those issues. But right now, it seems to be a problem. But Bob, thanks for calling, and call again.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. We have another caller. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, Mr. Santillo. This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. How are you, bud?
Oh, great.
Good.
Checking in from Greenberg.
Greenberg.
The fracking.
Yes.
It's fascinating that you bring it up, because I'm excited about that process.
I
think it's not a loser. I think it's a winner. And I read picked up Investor's Business Daily. I love that section. They always do like a quarter page on some of those fascinating inventors and product developers and guys who just, they don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of the guy who has persisted in this, I totally forgot his name. I still have it at home.
Boone Pickens?
But he never gave up on it. Everybody dismissed it. He bought up land.
Yeah, was it
Boone? He tried this, he tried that.
Was it Boone Pickens?
Listen, about the environmentalists, let me tell you. I have got a 6-stage reverse osmosis filter under my sink. There is no pollution that I'm worried about. I mean, America has got the greatest water filtration products. It's amazing, and it's not that expensive. There's no excuse for us worrying about fear-mongering about dirty water. I mean, we're Americans, and we can do this. I mean, we can be the Saudi Arabia of this, and we could just change the world if we don't give up on ideas like this.
Alex, boy, this is music to my ears. That's the way I feel.
I really think this
is where branding and marketing make sense. Because, see, you believe it, but most people don't believe it. Because most people are cautious, like Bob, our previous caller, how they feel. And that's what I'm saying. You see, marketing can be also used for the good. And this is an example. An intelligent guy like you, you've done the research, but a lot of people are impulsive and might not do the research that you've done. And, geez, that's you're making me feel good, kid.
Yeah, in the 1980s, I spent a lot of time in Texas. It was just part of my job. And I got to know a lot of people who just, they kind of work with their hands and they know how to do stuff.
Yes.
And they're not going to be intimidated by any. I mean, there's going to be fits and starts. Yeah, when there's going to be a big change like this, of course, there's going to be people who, they're going to be winners and losers. Okay, that's part of it.
Sure.
But we're on the precipice of being, like the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, and this could change the entire complexion. Everybody's so down and pessimistic now for good reasons.
You're absolutely right. This is a game changer.
We're on the edge of something really great here.
Yeah. Well, Alex, thank you so much for calling.
We don't give up.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
You're listening to Brand Talk here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. Boy, time is flying, of course, when you're having fun. And we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you'll want to give me a shoot off an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. And now, folks, it's time for the perennial crowd favorite, Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That? Did You Know? Is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Folks, they say necessity is the mother of invention, but where does necessity come from? For one man, it came from a drive to be the best dancer he could and give his audiences astounding performances. Let's travel back to the early 1990s. This singer and dancer was known for the gravity-defying moves in his music videos. The moves were one part physical dexterity, one part special effects. But our performer wanted to do even more. How could he translate video magic to the live stage? This master choreographer realized to do so, he needed to create a shoe that shifted the dancer's center of gravity so that the dancer could lean so far forward that it seemed to defy the laws of physics. He got to work, and soon he had his invention, a shoe with a movable hitch. The hitch would attach to a small post on the stage at just the right moment of the dance routine. The effect was thrilling. He not only took the shoe on the road, wowing audiences everywhere, but he took it to the patent office where he was formally awarded credit for the method and means for creating anti-gravity illusion, patent 5255452. The inventor was none other than Mr. Michael Jackson. And now you can say, yes, I know that. Now a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
Oh, we're back. This is Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. This is WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. And I just got word from my producer for Alex, and then we're going to get back to what the lesson learned from Michael Jackson's story here, or Did You Know That? Is George P. Mitchell was the developer that Alex had on the tip of his tongue, and I gave misinformation. I thought it was T-Bone Pickens there, but no, it was George P. Mitchell. So, well, how did you like that? Did you know that? Did you know that Michael Jackson was an inventor as well, has a patent in the patent office? You did not know that, I bet. And folks, the key here and the takeaway is that this can be applied to all brands, and that's the idea behind necessity or the drive behind necessity. A lot of things don't seem like a necessity for business. Improving customer wait times, for example, or some other elements of sales process or a feature. After all, in many cases, business will keep going without these innovations and improvements. And one great example of that was another example, in addition to our friend Michael Jackson, was Federal Express. Who thought before Federal Express that you had to get a package the next day? I mean, who thought of that? And what they made a business out of that whole idea when you absolutely, positively need something the next day. I mean, so talk about responding to others' needs and changing the marketplace as well. I mean, Federal Express and Michael Jackson really have done it well. And like Michael Jackson and Mr. Smith from Federal Express, it took drive and commitment to always do better and to make necessity the obvious. I like to also, I like always to quote, since I was a university professor, that when Smith took the paper to his professor, his business professor, I think it was his marketing professor or his finance professor, where he talked about this idea of taking all packages would be shipped to a central location. I believe he got a C on the paper for being impractical. So this is all good stuff. So it takes drive and commitment to always do better than make the necessity obvious. And Michael Jackson would still have attracted the audience without his anti-gravity shoes, but it wouldn't have wowed the audience. And that's what you always want to do. Give people the best that you can. There's a line that I always like to use, and it was an ad that my alma mater used to use, Hofstra University, and it is that good is the enemy of great. And when people say, you did a good show, I always get a little nervous because you mean it wasn't great? But then, if you look at it that way, if you always are looking for greatness in everything that you do, when you do something just good and solid, that becomes an issue. I remember coming back, getting a grade in grammar school, and I had been getting, I was getting hundreds. And I brought the paper home to my mother and my aunt, and it was only a 90, and I was disappointed. And my aunt, God love her, God bless, rest the soul, she said to me, "You can't always get 100, Johnny." And I guess that's what we all have to remember. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to get the 100. And I guess that's what we want to do in whatever business that we're in. And so our hats has to go out to Michael Jackson for being such a great brand and once again a great example of being this brand that was a personal brand that became a personality brand. And if you like to read more of this, please go to marketingdoctor.tv. That's marketingdoctor.tv. Go to the blog section, and you'll be able to read the winner and loser, and you'll be able to I'm getting old here, folks. Please forgive me. If you go to brandtalkradio.com, you'll be able to listen again to the Michael Jackson. Did you know that? So. You're listening here to Dr. John Tantillo. We're at 914-636-0110. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And, I said that I wanted to talk about the difference between a personal brand and a personality brand. Well, everybody has their own personal brand. It's whether or not we take it and make it a personality. There are two people that I want to talk about in terms of, I think that they're really great personality brands. And one is Gene Simmons. I saw him this morning on Fox and Friends, and I just love this guy. I mean, what he was, you know, I'm not a big rock and roll fan. I have to admit that. I was never a big rock and roll fan, but I can appreciate what a guy like Gene Simmons did with Kiss and his great marketing genius. I just can't say enough about that. So anyway, I have another caller that I'd like to get to, and I want to follow up with Gene Simmons, but let me take this caller. What's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is James Conrad Metzger.
Yes. Do I know you? Do I know you, Mr. Metzger?
Yes, this is him.
This is, by the way, this was not a planned call, folks. This is James Metzger, the president of the Whitmore Group, who is the exclusive sponsor of Brand Talk, and he's called, and I don't know what I'm in for, but yes, Mr. Metzger, what would you like to say?
First, aside from appreciating today's broadcast, I'm here with my webmaster, web design guru, and marketing consultant, Charles Bindert. I said to Charles, give Dr. Tantillo a call, because truthfully, you know, I want to know what you mean when you say people buy brands, not companies. And I know that's the title of your book, and I know that you featured me in your book, so it borders on outrageous that I ask you that question. But we would discuss, someone asked me that question today, because I give a book, I have a number of copies, signed copies, I might add, and I do pass them on to some of my colleagues from time to time, and someone asked me today, you know, Jim, what is that title about? Why does he say people buy brands and not companies? Where does that come from?
Because no matter what you do, you have to make it personal. And that if the company brand is not personal and people cannot connect with it, all right, it's meaningless. And the great example that I like to use is, you know, indulge me if I said this before, but I was at Fox and I was in the elevator, and one of the reporters said to me, "So John, do you think that General Motors is going down?" And I said, "No, Tracy, they're not going down. People buy brands. They buy Chevys. They buy Caddies. They buy Chevy trucks." People buy brands, not companies. Investors buy companies. And when you understand what a brand is, and which is the name, it's what the brand can do for you or the position that it has, as well as how you're going to promote the brand, with all those together, if you're just a company name without following through in terms of defining what benefit your company does, then people aren't going to buy whatever your company is selling. So what I'm trying to say here, it's about defining and satisfying your customers' needs. That's what the book is about. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. You answered my question. We're running out. Thank you for your thoughtful and detailed response, and I'll see you soon. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. Thank you, James Metzger. That was James Metzger, the president of the Whitmore Group. What a character he is. And he's a wonderful friend of mine, and I was so glad that he called. And we'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. You're listening to Brand Talk here on WVOX. I was talking about Gene Simmons, And one of the things I'm going to want to do is I want to meet Gene Simmons, because when I love interviews. I really should. I think we're going to do interviews very, very soon, because I love the process of finding out about people and how what they think. And he did this interview, and he's very close to his mother. And he related on a show that his mother and he and his mother were coming in to the United States. And she was, they were answering questions. And the person at customs asked her name, and she put up her, I don't know if I can get through this. She put up her right hand because she came from Nazi Germany. And he said, "No, you're here in the United States, Mrs. Simmons. You don't have to put your hand up." And he filled up when he was saying that. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. And to me, if a guy can do that, or personality can do that, and you can get a feel of what he's thinking or what he went through, to me, that's the authenticity that I talk about. And to me, maybe he's not like this. But as far as I could see, he's like this. And he talked about what it was like being poor and growing up poor. And, wow, what can I tell you? Well, folks, that's our show. Listen to Brand Talk every Wednesday, 3 to 4 on WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying, it's always easier when you keep your brand in mind. See you next week.
WVOX Worldwide.
We're easy.